quarter pounders are returning to U.S. McDonald's restaurants this week after an E. coli scare. Jim Ryan is joining us with the latest here. Jim, this spanned several states. What was the issue?
Slivered onions, Brian. Yeah, the raw slivered onions that are used on the quarter pounder. And as the quarter pounder returns to menus in the thousands of locations where it was taken off, in 900 locations, the onions will still be off. Those are in those places where the onions were found to be contaminated or to have come from a factory that might have been the source of this E. coli outbreak. In the meantime, now, McDonald's CEO has been out front trying to get a handle on this, trying to get ahead of it, and to ensure that the life of this E. coli outbreak doesn't extend into the corporate earnings season. The company had just reported its third quarter earnings, which do not include the time span that covers this. That global revenue was up 3% to $6.8 billion at McDonald's. So you can see, Brian, they're trying to limit the damage from this before the end of this quarter.
Yeah, and how do they plan to win back customers?
Well, I think transparency is the big thing here, Susan. We saw yesterday the company's CEO, Chris Kempczinski, was out front and talking to shareholders and talking to consumers at the same time, trying to assure them that everything's going to be okay, that they have traced this not to the meat product but to the onions, and that they're looking for new suppliers of that. So I think it's more or less just a matter of putting out the PR fire that was started there. I mean, obviously, when you go to a restaurant, you expect good value for your money. You expect something that tastes good. You also expect that the food is going to be safe and won't make you sick. And once that confidence has been shaken, you can see what it did, for example, at Chipotle, nearly brought down the company.
Yeah, and McDonald's looking to recover there. Hey, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan.
Thanks, Brian.
Joining us, the latest on the E. coli scare.